Hello, are we there?
Hello.
Hey!
I think we are. I think the music's still playing in the background. I'm trying to do technical stuff, and I'm not a technical person.
I don't hear the music.
Oh my goodness gracious.
We're here.
I know. Welcome back, Abby.
Welcome. Well, thanks for welcoming me back.
Yeah.
How are you?
Glad you're back with me. I'm great. So we had no idea that we would be back this quickly. So this
We're
is kind of crazy, right?
Okay, I know.
It has been a month since the
Has it really?
Yes. It's been four
it's been
it was
kind
four
of
weeks
an eventful
ago.
Month, let's be honest.
It has been an eventful month. So it was 4 weeks ago
this
week that we did the whole live Homegrown Generation Family Expo.
That's incredible.
And it was amazing. And I
Which
don't
was
say
the best
that.
Week ever.
It was the best week of my entire life. No, it wasn't actually. It was one amazing week in my life, but the best week of my life was the week I got married and the weeks that I had my kids. So
yes,
those were honestly the best weeks. But that week was great. And it wasn't great because I was great or you were great or any of the speakers were great. It was great because of the things that God did during that week. It was just absolutely amazing to see the work of God.
And I think that he's done since. It's amazing how much since people have written in and said that God has continued to do the work that he did that week.
Yes. Yeah, we continue to get messages almost daily from people saying that they're still, you know, watching the sessions because a lot of people couldn't watch live that week, of course. Mm-hmm. So they're going back and rewatching them. And then Garrett, he very quickly after the expo, he was able to put up all of the audio so people could download the audio and listen because some people don't have time to sit and watch, you know, 30 something hours of video. I mean, what do these people have, kids or something?
Responsibilities.
Right, responsibilities. So they were able to download the audio. So the audio is all up and available for people, which is amazing. They can listen to everything. And then there are transcripts for several of them as well. So for
And that's all on the Homegrown Generations website. So all you have to do is log in and it's all right there for you.
Yes, yes. So hi, Lisa. Hi, Connie. If you guys have questions, by the way, as we're going throughout this evening, Abby and I just wanted to come and we're going to kind of give you an update on the Homegrown Generation Family Expo. And we want to offer some encouragement to you. We've got some scripture that we want to share with you and we're glad to answer questions. So if you guys have questions, feel free to pop those up as well. And we will do our best to answer those. If I don't know an answer, then Abby Ranella will certainly know an answer.
Make one up. I mean, no.
We will at least point you in the right direction,
We will.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
So anyway, so much fun to see you guys joining us. Thank you, Deborah, Michaela. It's so good to see you guys. Thank you for being with us tonight. So let's start with just some scripture because that's where we need to start anyway. You know, we're in this crazy, crazy time. You know what? We didn't introduce ourselves.
Oh.
Should we do that, Abby?
I think. Right there. Abby Ranella. I'm Abby Ranella, and you can find me at Abby Ranella. Anywhere, just Abby Ranella. There's really not anything that much more exciting. Sorry.
Oh, you are much more exciting than that. But Abby Ranella, I'm Yvette Hampton. I'm the host of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast, the Schoolhouse Rocked movie, the documentary that we're working on, and the Homegrown Generation Family Expo. And Abby is my co-host on all of this stuff, which is really fun.
Yeah.
We are both homeschool moms. We both love Jesus. Mm-hmm. We both love our husbands. And we have a real heart for families, for children, for discipleship. And so God has really just united us as friends. And it's really neat. Abby lives in Idaho. And I am currently in Georgia, and so it's neat that we get to serve the Lord together from different parts of the country. Mm-hmm. And God is good because we have the internet and we can do those things together.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Anyway, I have a couple of scriptures that I want to share, and I'll share some kind of throughout the evening, but I want to start with a few first. And Psalm 20 is a psalm that our family has been memorizing and really just focusing and reflecting on. I would actually encourage you to read the entire chapter. It's not very long, but I'll just share a few verses that really ministered to me and I thought would be an encouragement to all of you. And Psalm 20, it's all about trusting in the name of the Lord our God. And it says, "May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you." And then verses 6 and 7 say, "Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving might of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God." I love that, that scripture. I just feel like I want it plastered all over my house because that is where our trust is. It's all in the Lord. It's not in man. It's not in the government. It's not in our neighbors or in Costco
or in toilet paper.
Or in toilet paper. It's in the Lord. Our trust is in the Lord. And so I love the encouragement that that brings. And then another one that I'll share just for right now is has been my life verse for many, many years. It actually became my life verse when I was trying to get pregnant early in our marriage. For those who are familiar with me and know our story, we were married 11 years before we were able to have our first baby. And she is now 14, and God is so gracious to have given her to us and trusted her with us. But through many, many years of infertility, my life verse became Philippians 4, 6, and 7. And it's do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And he tells us not to be anxious about anything. He knows. He knows us, right? He knows our needs. He hears us. He sees us. And there is nothing happening right now that is a surprise to him. And I have found myself strangely, you know, it's been a weird week, I know, for everybody. Monday morning, we went to my daughter and I went to Walmart, of course, because and we actually just needed some groceries. And so we were like, well, let's go see what we can get. And the cereal aisle was so funny. There was basically Jolly Rancher cereal, Lucky Charms, because they got an abundance of Lucky Charms for St. Patrick's Day, and Oreo cereal, and like Wheaties.
Oh, my goodness.
And the rest of the aisle was empty. It was so weird.
And your kids were like, yes, right. All the junk cereal that mom never lets me have.
We got Wheaties.
Good job. That's
what we walked out with. But it was just so interesting. And it's just been such a weird week for everyone. And somehow the Lord has, though, you know, our family has been kind of shaken by this, as everyone has been. We have found so much joy in a few things. One, knowing that the Lord is in control. But the other thing that I keep thinking is I can't help but wonder if the Lord is using this to draw people to their knees.
Without a doubt. We know he is. We know he is, because the Bible tells us he uses all things for good.
That's right.
He absolutely is using this.
Yes. So, you know, just people are realizing, hopefully, their desperate need for a Savior. And that's what we're all about. You know, we talk about homeschooling. And homeschooling is amazing because it gives us an opportunity to point our kids towards Jesus. Mm-hmm. But we've said it a million times, Abby, homeschooling is not the gospel. Jesus is the gospel. He is the answer. He is the only hope that we have.
Yes.
So how is it way up in Idaho, in the freezing parts of the country?
It's good. I mean, we just got hit. With the whole thing, we were kind of sitting back for a long time going, hasn't been here, hasn't touched us, you know, but it has touched us. Everything's shut down here. We're totally shut down, getting phone calls from people going, what do we do now? You know, and that's what I want to share a little bit today is like, what do we do now as a homeschool community? What can we do now for in our own homes, and what can we do now for others? Because you know, we kind of sometimes feel like we're untouchable out here in the West, where no one knows where we are. We're like, we're not California and we're not Washington. We just kind of hide away. But that's not true. It does. It touches everyone everywhere. And I won't even try to quote Corrie Ten Boom, but she said something along the lines of, you can't hide from it. There's no safer place than another. The only safe place is in the arms of God. Mm. And that's really where it is right now. I think everybody wants to hide from it, but the only safe place right now are in the arms of God. And that's right where we rest, you know, just as those verses said, is we can find rest in those places. So, so do you want to talk a little bit about maybe what us homeschool families can do? Cause I've kind of felt this week, like, this is kind of what my life is every day. Like if I didn't have the news or the internet, I wouldn't really know what was going on, because I'm home every day with my kids, you know?
Right. Except that you would show up at church on Sunday and be like, where's all the people? It would be like that, you know, like, here's the church, here's the steeple, here's the steeple, the door,
and there are no people.
There's no people.
Totally. So, you know, and I mean, it is a misconception that homeschoolers never go anywhere. We go a lot of places. So yeah. Now that we can't go places, you know, that has been an effect on us. But I think in general, this isn't a shock to us. You know, we're home. Often, but I keep telling everybody there's some things because this has been canceled and this has been canceled and this has been canceled. And I think there's so many things that have not been canceled. Like, and we need to really think on those things, like Philippians 4 says. So, like, some things that aren't canceled, going outside. This is my mantra with everything. You can still go outside. They're not telling you can't go outside. Reading, singing, worshiping, talking to friends like we are right now. You know, none of that stuff has been canceled. Right. And hope hasn't been canceled. You know, God's sovereign will has not been canceled. And so that's what we just need to keep remembering is there's so much we can do. And side note, I better see lots and lots of comments here. Have you guys seen all the incredible things that are happening right now? It's like a homeschooler's dream come true. Museums, zoos. We're watching like the Cincinnati Zoo stuff going on.
About those because you actually are the one who was telling me about all this stuff this morning. And Abby, I was like, well, I don't even know what you're talking about right now.
Really?
Because okay. I've been kind of just buried with some other things and I haven't been paying attention to that whole world of stuff. And you were like, oh, there's all these opportunities. And I was like, tell me.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So basically, homeschool moms, you just have the next 3 weeks and maybe longer lesson planned for you because and I want to encourage you guys, I'll go through some of these things, but take advantage of these things because they're not going to be forever and they haven't been before. So it's okay to put your daily task list down and do some of these incredible things. So just a few the Cincinnati Zoo, and you guys can pop these up in the comments, other things that you found. I mean, there's no way we could go through them all, but like the Cincinnati Zoo is doing a zoo tour. So every day there's like an animal that they give you all the fun information. You get to see the animal and then they give you a quiz. Answers in Genesis is doing live tours on their Facebook Live page, like backstage passes to the Ark. Really neat things on there. Lots of different museums are doing live things. So basically it's unbelievable. We would be here all night if I were to tell you, but if you go to homeschoolfreedom.com, that's a website that's kind of put together in conjunction with all the state organizations kind of come together. And that's a website they do. They have made a really cool organized list that kind of has everything that's out there. And if you find things that aren't on their list, pop it into their comments on that website and they'll stick it on there. So it is just a treasure trove of amazing things. So I've just had my kids be doing math in the morning and then there's so many art things. Different authors and illustrators are doing like live art classes for kids. It's amazing what's out there right now. So we need to take advantage of that.
Yeah, so cool. So let's kind of segue for a minute into you were talking about homeschoolfreedom.com.
Yeah.
And homeschoolfreedom.com is a website that you can go to and you can find out all about your state homeschool organizations.
Yeah.
And so I want to talk about that for just a moment because one of the reasons why we're back on here, actually the main reason why we're back on here is because two main reasons is because now all of these people who unexpectedly have their kids home with them, mm-hmm. many of them aren't sure what to do. You know, people are just like, okay, my kids are home. I have to do this schooling thing with them at home. And I'm not exactly sure what this looks like or even how to do this. Right. And I know that's a really scary place for a lot of people to be.
Right.
And so we want to come alongside those people and just offer encouragement to them. And so we, you know, as the Lord would have it, we just did this entire Homegrown Generation Family Expo. And we have tons of great sessions on there that people can go and watch and get encouragement in so many different ways mm-hmm. from some of the most amazing speakers in the homeschool world. But also kind of as part of what's going on right now in our country and in the world is that homeschool conventions are closing right now. Mm-hmm. And this is heartbreaking. So I want to kind of unpack that because I don't know if many people really understand the significance of what is happening with that. They might just think, well, you know, that's a bummer. I can't go to my homeschool convention that I was planning to go to. So Abby, I would love for you, because you are on the board of directors for Homeschool Idaho, which mm-hmm. is your state organization, your state homeschool organization. And most mm-hmm. states have state homeschool organizations. I think 47 or so of the 50 states have them.
Right.
And it's so vitally important. It is critical, you guys, that we are supporting these organizations. And so, Abby, I want to turn this part over to you for just a minute, because I would love for you to talk about state organizations. I know we've talked about it before, but for those who maybe didn't get to hear those, us talk about it on some of the sessions, talk about what they are, why they exist, and then how we need to be supporting them and why.
Okay. So state organizations, almost all states have them. And if you need to find your state organization, the Schoolhouse Rocked website has links to all your state organizations. Also, that website I just said, the homeschoolfreedom.org, should have links to all your state organizations. So basically, your state organization is for you. These are nonprofit. These are organizations that are involved in the laws going on in your state. They're basically there to keep your homeschool freedoms, to encourage homeschoolers, to equip you. And they're just there to serve you. These are not private. I mean, well, they're nonprofit organizations. So they are there to serve you. And what they do, most of them, they have state conventions. And that's where you guys get to go and get encouraged. You get to go and see curriculums. You get to hear from amazing speakers. But at the same time, that is the funding for your state organization, which I like to say, that's the funding for you. That's the funding for your freedoms. So when we speak of homeschool or of state organizations, we're talking about you and your freedoms. And so that should matter to you. It's not just another, you know, business. So it is crucial that every single homeschooler is involved in and supports their state organization, because in a sense, you're supporting you. Like, for example, in our state, in my lifetime, parents were being jailed and kids were being put in foster care just for homeschooling. And it is because of our state organization and what they did to fight for and now defend our freedoms that we can freely homeschool. So freedom isn't free. It doesn't just happen. It comes at a great cost. So if you are not involved in or supporting your state organization, and each state is different in how you can support them. And the greatest thing I can say is reach out to your state organization mm-hmm. and say, how can I support you? One of the biggest ways is get to your state's convention. There are so many online conventions popping up, and obviously I'm very partial to the Homegrown Generations. It has some of the top speakers. It's amazing, but no online convention can replace the actual state convention that you go to and you're mm-hmm. physically there. And I feel like the longer that we're in quarantine, the more we're realizing that this doesn't replace face-to-face interaction.
Right.
But know that those conventions, they're for you, but you're also supporting the state organization through those. So mm-hmm. find your state organization, reach out to them. They all have Facebook pages. They all have websites. Get involved. It's really important so that we can stay free and that we can also have resources to share. There's a lot of families who unexpectedly have children home. And, you know, it's kind of our thing. This is what we do as homeschool families. It's something we do is we have kids home, but a lot of these families are struggling. They're not used to it. They had no time to prepare. It's not like they've picked out curriculum and they just kind of were thrown at home with their kids. And so it's really important that we understand that this is hard for a lot of families, that we encourage them. I mean, my greatest heart right now is to encourage these parents to say, your kids are not a burden at home with you. They are a blessing at home with you. And we can do that by being an example to them and by giving them resources, you know, because all of a sudden, if they've never had this and all of a sudden their kids are at home, and we all know that when kids get bored, it really isn't a blessing. like we need to give them some resources. And my heart is that as families reconnect and as kids are home and as all these resources are being thrown at them, that they start to fall in love with it. And maybe, just maybe, some of them will see what an incredible blessing it is to have our children home with us, to teach and train them up in the Lord. And let's pray that they keep them home. Let's pray that they keep them home. And in order to do that, we need these state organizations so that they're aware of the laws in their state, so that they're aware of how to homeschool and have the resources to homeschool well. So this is also a way that we can serve other families who are in a really tight pinch right now. And that's what Jesus calls us to do.
Yep. Yeah, I want to talk about that for a minute, about serving other families, because I know that many people are in a situation right now mm-hmm. where they, you know, they're working, and it seems mm-hmm. like everyone is off work right now, but that's certainly not the case. You know, some right. people are able to work from home, but many are not. And many people are still having to go to work, and their kids are now home, and they're mm-hmm. not sure exactly what to do about that. And that, for a mom, you know, when they're used to the security of their kids being in school, that's a scary place for those parents to be, I can imagine. Right. And so as the homeschool community, I really want to encourage us to, you know, we want to be wise about, you know, not exposing ourselves to, you know, coronavirus, but be wise about it. You know, mm-hmm. keep your house clean, keep your hands clean, you know, sanitize stuff, do what you need to do. But don't allow that to keep you from serving others. And so we can still come alongside maybe our neighbor who has to work, and maybe they don't have a choice. They have to go to work to provide for their family, and just say, you know what? We're used to homeschooling. This is our jam. This is what we do. How can we help you? Can your kids come over and hang out at our house for a few days? We'll read some books together, and you know, kind of let go maybe of the super strict structured, or maybe keep that if you need to, and just make them a part of it. But there are so many ways that as a Christian community, we can shine. And that's been our prayer as a family, is Lord, help our family to shine in a very dark world, a world that is so desperately in need of Jesus, because there are so many ways that we can do that. So look for ways, be intentional about serving those who are in your community, who maybe they just need to see what a great thing this homeschooling gig is, because it mm-hmm. really is a great thing. It's not easy, but it is a wonderful opportunity for us to be able to disciple our children and to teach them the things, you know, our morals and our values, and the things that are true of God's word. And so, so there are a lot of opportunities that we have. We just have to look for them.
Yeah. And I want to encourage homeschool moms. I've seen a lot out there that's like, well, now you get to see what I do all day. And there's almost, we want to make sure, I think the greatest thing you can do is, you know, I think sometimes we can have attitude of, I do this all day, every day. It's not that hard. How are you having an issue? But we need to understand that they're thrown into this. This isn't something they've been doing forever. This isn't something that they have a groove going, you know? And so I think the greatest thing you can do is text a friend whose kids are home and say, how's it going? Mm-hmm. You know, I know that this can be hard. Hey, you know, the Cincinnati's, I am not plugging. I don't know. I don't work for the Cincinnati's. we really enjoyed their stuff. Or, oh, hey, you know, this illustrator is doing this. And just be understanding and mm-hmm. be compassionate and share love with families that are going through this. And understand that people are afraid, because the only reason we don't have to fear is because we have Christ. That's right. But the reality is people are afraid. And so we have a really awesome opportunity to be the calm in the panic, not ignore the panic, but to be a calm in the panic, and to be a peace in their fear, and just check in on them, just simply checking in on them. Sure. That speaks so loud for the homeschool community. Yeah. Hey, you know what? We're here. You know, I've got some great books. Do you want me to share my books? You know, and I think, like you said, we need to be wise, but at the same time, we're called to love others above protecting ourselves. And again, I'm not saying don't be foolish. We need to be wise, and we need to protect others by staying home if we're told to stay home. But we also need to not lock ourselves up entirely and completely if it means it's at the cost of other people. So reach out to people. If we can ignite a passion, if we can, you know, give a great book and a mom reads a great book with her kids and this thing is sparked inside of her and she falls in love with homeschooling, you know, she might start asking you questions. Hey, I'm kind of loving this. Hey, I'm seeing a change in my kids. Tell me more about this homeschool thing.
Yeah. Yep. So, and I think many parents will come to realize that they can do this. You know, because there are a whole lot of parents who are home and they have the ability. They just don't think that they can. I mean, it's like they have the opportunity to homeschool. They just don't think they have the ability to do
right.
it. And so this may be a wake up call to them to realize I can do this.
Right.
I actually do have what it takes, because as we talk about often on the podcast, and as we did through the expo, pretty much every mom we've ever met feels like she's inadequate. You know,
totally.
We none of us feel like we're enough.
No.
We all feel
like none of us are enough.
None of us are. Without the Lord, we are not. And He will fill in the gaps.
Totally.
another verse that I want to share, or a couple verses, is Isaiah. Well, it's one verse, actually. Isaiah 41:10. It says,
I have it right here. I was totally going to share it.
Okay.
That means everybody needs to get out their Bible right
Everyone
now.
Everyone needs to get out their Bible and read this. This is a great one to read with
your
kids.
This is amazing.
They're all a great verses to read with your kids.
Yes.
And I would do that, actually. You know, write these down and read these with your kids. But Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand."
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the most important things we can do right now is to talk with our kids. And let them talk with us, hear them, listen mm-hmm. to them, ask them, you know, questions. How are you feeling about this? Because they're seeing what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they're not expressing it, because sometimes they don't know how to express it, this can instill real fear
yeah,
in kids
absolutely.
And a real insecurity in them. And so I think we need to be really intentional in talking to our kids,
right.
asking them, you know, are you afraid of anything? And if so, what are you afraid of? And how can I help
right.
you? Pray with them. Read the word of God together. God's word does not return void. And so pour this scripture over them. You know, so far we've read Isaiah 41:10, Psalm 20, Philippians 4:6-7. And I know, Abby, you've got a few others, and we'll keep talking about some of those. But talk with them as a family and mm-hmm. worship the Lord together. And I'm telling you, things will change. It will bring so much encouragement to them as you just continue to just pour the truth of God's word over
right,
them.
Right, right. And the version that I pulled from this, I love it, says, "Do not anxiously look about you," mm-hmm. which is the "do not be dismayed." And I feel like it's our Peter moment. We could anxiously look about you, about what's going on. I mean, if you just read the news, it would be terrifying, but we're taking our eyes off Jesus and we're starting to sink. So put your eyes back on the Lord. He's got this. I mean, this isn't a shocker, but I really want to reiterate what you said is talk to your kids. I remember when I was a kid, I just always remember no one ever talked to me about things, but I always remember like the communists are coming, right? Like, and I just, nobody ever talked about it, but there was just this scary vibe. Or other mm-hmm. times in our life when things were happening, Y2K, mm-hmm. you know,
we 9/11.
There are scary things that happen, but we got to talk about them and make mm-hmm. them not scary. So don't right. hide it from your kids, because the truth is they're hearing.
Yeah.
You know, they are hearing. Talk about it. But more than that, talk about Jesus in it.
Right.
Like talk
right.
about the Lord in it right. because he is in it, you know, and how we can be lights. You know, my kids were making rocks and they were painting on rocks, "I miss you." And then they're going to go drop them off in ding dong ditch people's houses and leave them at friends' houses. Like there are things we can do to bless families. There are things we can do. Take your favorite book and go drop it off on the doorstep of a mom that's unexpectedly home with her children, because mm-hmm. she really might not even know what to do, you know, and say, "Hey, this is a great book that my kids loved reading with me." Do those things. Those are allowed. They're not yeah. off limits. So do those things. Be the calm in the panic. Be creative.
Yeah.
Take advantage of the amazing opportunities that are out there for us. I think that this is an exciting time because yeah. God is sovereign, and yeah. this has been known all along to him. Yeah. Nothing's a surprise to him.
No, it is not a surprise to him. I mean, he is not sitting up in heaven on his throne going, "Man, I did not see that coming at all." This is such a surprise. Corona, what?
Corona, what?
COVID, what? You know, he knows. And this is all part of his perfect plan. And so when we, you know, again, discipleship, that's what homeschooling is all about. That's what mm-hmm. Christian homeschooling is all about. It's not just about the academics. And when right. it is about the academics, use those academics to point them towards Christ. But it's all about discipleship. And so
right.
use this as an opportunity to teach our kids.
Yes.
You know, God is in control. We are not going to fear as a family. We are
right.
going to be on our knees, and we are going to praise him. We are going to worship him. We are going to thank him for the many blessings. And then we are going to pray for our neighbors, for our friends, for, you know, our other family members, and turn your worry into praise.
Absolutely.
And into thanksgiving, and it will really change things with your kids. By the way, I said this earlier when we first jumped on, but if you guys have questions, please feel free to pop those up. And we are,
or comments happy. If you have the thoughts that you want to share, because we're yeah. all in this, we're in it together.
Yes.
So
let's talk really quickly about Homegrown Generation Family Expo.
Yes.
So here's where we are with this whole thing. We did the live event a month ago, and it went great. And now we're coming. We didn't plan to come back this quickly, but last week we got several messages. It started, I think, on Thursday, and we had several people. I mean, it was kind of crazy. Within a few days, just text us or call us or email us and say, you guys need to relaunch the Homegrown Generation Family Expo, make it available so people can, because people need encouragement and they need this as a resource.
And they have a whole lot of time on their hands right now.
Because, you know, conventions are getting canceled. People now have their kids home. They're not sure what to do. So, you know, help. So we said, okay, this is what we're going to do. We prayed about it. We talked a lot about it. And so here's the plan for the Homegrown Generation Family Expo 2020. We've made available, of course, to everyone who's registered. They have access to the whole recorded conference that we did a few weeks ago, which is just phenomenal. I mean, God just, he brought it that week. It was amazing with our speakers. And so anyone who's registered can go and they can watch any of those sessions. They're all on the website, homegrowngeneration.com. Just log in and you can watch any of them at your leisure, which is great. But in addition to that, we are going to be coming out with some new sessions. And we're not doing a whole week, of course, like we did last time, but we're going to do one or two sessions each week. And they will be just like this, just like we did during the whole live event, is we're going to do live sessions where people can interact, they can ask questions, they can comment, and just get that encouragement that they need. But we are going to make those live and accessible to everybody. So the Facebook Homegrown Generation Facebook live event page that you're probably watching this through right now, I know some might be watching through YouTube, but most will be watching through Facebook. That page has now been made public. All of the recorded sessions have been removed from there and are on the website. So you have to go on the website to watch those, which that's pretty much where everyone's watching them now anyway, the replays of them. So to rewatch them, you'll have to go to the website. But
if log in. You have to log in.
You have to log in, yes.
To get access. Sorry, yes. that's asked. I can't find them. Log in.
We get emails all the time still. So you do have to be logged in order to watch those. But we are going to offer the live sessions to everybody. So the Facebook
only live, while they're live though.
Only while they're live. So the Facebook live event page is it's just open to everybody and anybody. So if people want to go and watch them live and just get that encouragement, they can do that. Now you don't have to be registered to get onto the Facebook page anymore. You only have to be registered to go and watch the replays. So once it goes live on the Facebook page, once it's over, then it's over, and then it will, you know, live at homegrowngeneration.com, and you can go back there if you're registered and rewatch all of the sessions on there. So that's how we're doing that, because we wanted to make it available to people.
Yeah, or if you're watching it and you're like, oh, I really want my husband to see this, he's gone. That's why you need to register too. So you can watch them live, but it's definitely to your benefit if you haven't registered to register, because you can go back and watch them with other people. Right. You can go back and watch all the other ones. And so let your friends know if you see one on Facebook live, and it's amazing, they're going to be great, then you can share with your friends, hey, you can still go back and see this. Just go register.
Yes, absolutely. So, okay. So that's the deal. It's going to be free live on the website, or not on the website. It'll be free and live through this page, through the live event page, which it was not before. Before you had to actually be registered for the event to watch any of the sessions live. Now we've just opened it up to everybody so they can watch it live, but then just to watch the replays and to watch the whole entire expo, you have to be registered. But registration is only $20, and you still can get your swag bag. And we actually have more swag bag stuff coming in now from new vendors. And we also opened up the vendor hall because with so many conventions closing right now, there are all these vendors who have amazing resources for you. And so we opened up the vendor hall to the vendors, and we won't have every single person in there. But we are going through those right now. They're kind of going through a kind of an application process. So we're going through those right now, and we'll be putting several more people in the vendor hall. One of the things with conventions closing that's really hard is so many people, many of the speakers and vendors who participate in the conventions, whether it's state conventions or private conventions like Teach Them Diligently or Great Homeschool Conventions, these people speak and sell their curriculum that they've worked really hard on. And that's how they make a living. Literally, mm-hmm. this is how these people feed their families. And for the majority of them, the homeschool season, you know, the 4 months or so of homeschool convention season, that is their bread and butter for the year. I mean, they sell things throughout the year, you know, through their websites and things like that. But convention season really is where that's their ministry, and that is how they're able to support their families. So I really want to encourage you guys to go to the vendor hall, see who's on there, check out their products. If you see speakers that have been part of the Homegrown Generation Family Expo, there are so many good ones on there. Check out their products. We talked about a ton of them during all the different sessions. I mean, there are so many amazing things that are offered through these speakers. And so go and support those people by purchasing their products. I mean, that's really mm-hmm. what keeps the homeschool world moving, is they provide resources for us. We purchase the resources. They're able to continue speaking and encouraging and providing more resources. And it just, you know, it's this beautiful snowball effect. And so we really want to support the vendors and speakers as well. Mm-hmm. So please check them out at the vendor hall. We will be adding to it constantly over the next several weeks. So we will be going live with you once or twice a week, and it will be myself and sometimes Abby, who will be going live with different speakers. And so we would like to know from you. We've had several speakers who have contacted us, so we're going through those as well. But if there's specific people you would like to hear from, let us know. Thank you for those who filled out the survey for the event. It was amazing. We got so many responses from that, and you guys were just so gracious. And it was really exciting to read those. And you also let us know what other speakers you wanted to hear from. So we're reaching out to those people as well. And hopefully we'll be able to get some of those. We asked that thinking that they would come back for 2021. But now that we're going live again over the next few weeks, we're going to try to get as many of those speakers as we can. And we'll probably have back a couple of the speakers that were part of the first event. One of them, which is really exciting, is Christy Clover. So Christy Clover she'll be coming on Monday. She will be live on this page. So make sure you tell your friends about it and share with them, because again, this page is open to everybody. So Christy Clover, she will be coming on and talking about getting started with homeschooling. She has a book called Homeschool Basics, and she is really, I mean, she kind of starts you from ground zero, and this is how to homeschool. And it's not, you know, you have to use this curriculum, you have to use this method, and this is exactly what your schedule needs to look like. She will just give you a really solid overview of this is how to get started, how to get the ball rolling with homeschooling, or for those who are not homeschooling but have their kids home with them, just giving some encouragement and resources to those parents as well.
So that, this would be a good one to share with those parents that are saying, hey, yes. You know, unexpected. And there another resource I want to share, because a lot of people are saying, so when someone asks me, what do I do? Mm-hmm. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. Someone already did it for us. There is, and I might botch this, but we will get it up in the notes. But on the Schoolhouse Rocked blog, on the website, if you go to the blog, Garrett put out, it's everything you need. You don't have to rewrite anything. It's all right there. And it's just super easy to just share that with people that are mm-hmm. interested. People saying, what's this homeschool thing about? How do I do it? You know, what are the laws? What do I, it's all right there. So that you need, go find that. And then you need to be here next week when Christy is here next week. So those are two really good things to share with people that are asking a lot of questions and aren't sure.
Yes. Yes. So Christy will be on Monday. Okay. This coming Monday, the 23rd at 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern time. And then wherever you are in between. So that'll be, I think, 6 p.m. your time. No. Yeah, right? Yes.
Me?
6 p.m. your time, Abby, right? Yeah. Because you're mountain time.
6 p.m. my time. Yeah.
And so join us for that. Share with your friends about that. Because again, it's going to be open to everybody. Anyone can watch it live. And so especially if you have neighbors and friends or family members who are trying to figure out what to do with their kids, this will be a great session for them to be able to watch. And Christy will just bring some very practical resources and encouragement. It looks like Garrett just popped up the link mm-hmm. for homeschooling in your state, why we homeschool, and homeschooling during coronavirus. The two of the things that we say when you very first start homeschooling, the two most important things to do is connect with your state organization to find out your homeschool laws, and connect with HSLDA and become a member of both. Become a member of your state organization and become a member of HSLDA, because that is the protection that you need. Oh, Rick Green would be great. Yes, I see that on there. He is fantastic. Rick Green was actually, he was a speaker that we very first heard the very first year before we started homeschooling. We went to a homeschool convention. It was CHEA in California. And this was back in the day when we said, we have never homeschooled. We wouldn't do that. That's really weird. And some friends invited us to a homeschool convention. And we heard Rick Green speak, as well as many other speakers. And in 2 days, the Lord completely changed our hearts about homeschooling. Aww. And now we're doing this and talking about homeschooling. So Rick Green is amazing. Had been able to connect with him. And so, yeah, he would be a great one. We will see if we can get him on. And thank you for the suggestions on that.
Yeah.
I think that's about all I have. How about you? Do you have any more scripture to share?
I just have one more thing that I want to encourage everybody to look up. And I didn't have it ready to pop up, but you guys can Google it. I have to tell this funny Google story. My aunt, I hope she's not watching this. She is in like Arizona, and she asked me one time, she was telling me about something, and I said, well, where can I find that? And she said, well, do you get the Google in Idaho? It was so funny. We do get the Google. So you can use the Google to look up, if you look up C.S. Lewis, how are we to live in an atomic age? Look that up, because a lot of people are saying, how do we live in the coronavirus age? Look, C.S. Lewis he's incredible. And nothing is new under the sun. This isn't the first rodeo. We are not the first generation that has been through something difficult or something we don't understand, or, you know, we're not the first ones. And he wrote during the atomic age, what are we supposed to do? You know, how are we supposed to live? So I just encourage you guys, and you could dissect that with your kids, actually, even. And instead of the atomic age, just think of what we're going through now. It's a really powerful thing. It's a really encouraging thing. And then if we're ready to close, let's just close out with Isaiah 41 again.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm going to let you read it this time.
All right. Do not fear. I'm going to say that again. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous hand. Write it down on an index card. Stick it everywhere in your house. Live it and be a living, breathing example that you believe that and you know that in your heart for your children, because they will believe it too.
Yep, that's right. So they will. If you believe it, they'll believe it. I love that. I am going to share one more verse. It's Psalm 136, verse 1. And it's, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. And it does, you guys. His love endures forever. He knows us. He sees us. He knows our fears, but we need to not be fearful. He knows every thought that we have, and he is going to provide for us, and he is going to pave the way. This is all part of his perfect plan. And so go out and serve others. Stay home and serve others. Be a light in this world who desperately needs Jesus, and pray that the events of today will help bring people to their knees, and that people would recognize their need for a Savior, because there is no other hope found in anything else. Our hope is not in man or in the government or anything else. Our only hope is in Jesus. And so be that light in this world and help others to see that. Especially help your kids to see that, because they need that hope and encouragement. Go hug your babies. So join us again. We'll be back Monday at 5 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. Eastern time, with Christy Clover doing a whole session on how to get started. And this is a great session, not just for new homeschoolers, but this is a great one for even veteran homeschoolers. If you just need kind of a reboot, and just like, okay, I feel like we're in a slump. This is a great, going to be a great session, and it will be live like all the others. So you'll be able to interact and ask questions. And Christy Sharp, she's got a 6-year-old to an 18-year-old. She's got 5 kids. And so she's kind of been through the whole gamut. So mm-hmm. She will be fantastic. But
and she's super fun.
And she's super fun, super fun, super smiley. Mm-hmm. But thank you guys. We are praying for you. Our family is praying for you. And we are so thankful that you are here with us. And we love you.
You guys are the heroes out there. I tell you, you parents who are staying home every day and teaching and training your kids up in the Lord, you have no idea what the world is watching you, and they're seeing what you're doing. So yeah. Stay the course. Don't get discouraged. You're doing kingdom work. You That's are right. doing kingdom work. So stick with it.
Stick with it. All right. We love you guys. We will see you back here on Monday. Have a great rest of your week. Bye.
Bye.